He is risen. Yeah, you guys are still awake. Good. That's well, I don't know about you, but it feels like I have been this. It feels like this day was never going to get here. And then as it got closer, I was like, oh my goodness, this day's right around the corner. But if you've been with us the last month and a half, these little jars are very familiar. We've been talking about these jars of ashes. If you haven't been and you don't know what it is that I'm holding, don't worry about it. You'll catch on soon enough. But some of you have been carrying these since Ash Wednesday or that first Sunday of Advent. And maybe you've had yours in a place that where you saw it regularly, kitchen counter, nightstand. Some of you might have stuck them where you hoped you didn't have to look at them very often. But every time you saw them, they were a reminder. It was just kind of a dusty reminder of the sins, of the anxieties, the burdens, the cares, you name it, that we surrendered, that we gave to Jesus at the beginning of this journey to Easter. And maybe if you're honest, you look at those ashes and you just think to yourself, man, that's the story of my life recently. What's been broken, what's been lost, what you feared could never grow again, but today's the day we make the turn. It's strange that ashes can carry so much significance and so much meaning. We talked about this at the beginning, that ashes don't just represent, they're not just dust. They represent something that once was, something important, something that's been burned up. They're the evidence that something has been lost or broken or consumed. And when you look at those ashes, some of us are left wondering if anything good could ever come from them again. Well, this is the good news of Easter. The God that we worship does his best work with what looks dead, with what looks consumed, with what feels lost, what feels like it's over, what's been burned to ashes. Easter is the day that we remember that God doesn't leave us in the dust. He doesn't walk away from the ruins. He doesn't shake his head and go, well, that's a shame. No, he steps into the ashes with us. And he says, this is not the end of the story. He doesn't just sweep away the ashes, he makes something beautiful out of them. He takes death and he makes life. He takes despair and he makes joy. He takes the cross and he gives resurrection. And if he can do that with Jesus, he can do that with us. That's what today is all about. Today is all about resurrection. It's about new life. But before we get there, we have to turn the clock back a few days. In John 12, just a few days before Jesus goes to the cross, he says something that he, in the moment, was kind of strange and unexpected. And even when we read it now, it sounds a little strange. He said, I tell you the truth, unless a kernel of wheat is planted in the soil and dies, it remains alone. But its death will produce many new kernels, a plentiful harvest of new lives. Jesus is giving us a pattern and picture of resurrection there. There's no resurrection without death. There's no beauty without ashes. There's no Easter Sunday without Good Friday. It's the pattern that God has written into the DNA of creation itself. And we see this every spring. They're planting in the fields now. People have started their gardens. You bury a seed in the ground, it breaks open where nobody can see what's going on. It dies to what it was, but in dying, it becomes something new. It turns into roots and shoots and leaves and fruit, something so much bigger and more beautiful than that hard little shell that it started as. That's the pattern and picture of resurrection. Death first, then life. Surrender first, then freedom. Ashes first, then beauty. But if we were honest, that sounds wonderful. Life, beauty, yeah. But if we're honest, most of us would like to skip the first half of that equation. We'd like to skip the surrender and the letting go and the dark seasons of waiting and wondering and just go right. We'd like to skip the cross and get right to the empty tomb. The problem is resurrection doesn't work that way. New life doesn't work that way. The old has to give way for the new to come. And if you've lived long enough, you've experienced this in your life. Maybe it's been through a season of suffering. Maybe it's through loss, through the end of a relationship, through a dream that fell apart, through this long, maybe dark season where it just felt like you were buried. But what looked like an ending was actually the beginning of God doing something beautiful. It was actually the beginning of God growing something new. What looked like ashes were actually the soil of new life. That's resurrection. That's Easter. And that is exactly what God wants to do in you, in me. One of the themes that we looked at as we began this journey came from Isaiah 61. It says, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, for the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to comfort the brokenhearted and to proclaim that captives will be released and prisoners will be freed. He has sent me to tell those who mourn that the time of the Lord's favor has come, and with it the day of God's anger against their enemies. To all who mourn in Israel, he will give a crown of beauty for ashes, a joyous blessing instead of mourning, festive praise instead of despair. In their righteousness, they will be like great oaks that the Lord has planted for his own glory." I want to single out that line there that was in bold. He will give a crown of beauty for ashes. The thing I love about this passage is it doesn't pretend we don't have ashes. It doesn't pretend we don't have despair. It doesn't pretend we don't mourn. But the good news of the passage is that it doesn't say we got to be stuck there or that we're alone there. It promises that God will meet us right in the midst of that despair, of that mourning, right in the middle of those ashes. And he makes an exchange. Not by discarding our ashes and starting fresh, but by transforming them, by redeeming them, by bringing life from the very places we thought were ruined. So the place that you thought nothing good could ever grow, that's exactly where God plants seeds of resurrection. The heartbreak that you never thought would heal, that's exactly where God begins to build something beautiful. The ruins that you thought would define you forever, that's exactly where God wants to show his glory, because that's what God does. And honestly, I have some in my sermon, but I bet most of us need that. We don't need a nice Easter service with some pretty songs and pastel colors, although there's nothing wrong with that. We need an Easter where God steps into the graveyard parts of our lives and brings new life to what was dead. We need beauty from ashes, and God is the only one who can do that. Just ask Mary Magdalene. Think of Mary on that first Easter morning. Mary, who had been healed, miraculously delivered by Jesus. Mary, who had followed him, who had served him, who had loved him. Mary, who watched him suffer, who'd stood near the cross as he died. Mary, who had witnessed the brutal and public end to all of her hope. I don't think Mary woke up that morning thinking, you know what, I think this is the day that Jesus is coming back to life. She woke up just like any of us would. Felt like grief was just sitting on her. Her mind was swirling with questions. She had sadness so thick that she could barely move, and yet she still went to the tomb. Because that's what you do when you've lost someone you love. You go to the place where the ashes are. You carry what's left. You show up with whatever dignity and devotion you can muster, and you try to make peace with the fact that the story's over. And you can see that by what Mary brings with her to the tomb. She brought burial spices. She didn't bring balloons for a resurrection party. She wasn't expecting to find life. She was expecting to say goodbye. She wasn't expecting a miracle. She was just there to mourn what once was. And when she found the tomb empty, even then she didn't even feel hope. She thought the worst. Somebody has stolen his body. She thought the ashes were all that was left, and man, how much can we relate to that? Even in those moments where we go through those seasons, even when hope starts to peek its head around the corner, I mean, our first instinct is not to celebrate sometimes. We're just waiting for the other shoe to drop. When the tomb is open and empty, our first instinct is not to say, "He is risen." Sometimes we're scared. Sometimes we're confused. Sometimes we just feel the deep ache of, man, it's really gone now. This just confirms what I believed all along. This loss is the end of the story. But then, in the middle of her weeping, in the middle of her confusion, in the middle of her heartbreak, right in the middle of her ashes, Jesus is there. And he says one word, Mary. Doesn't give her a lecture, doesn't give her a sermon. There's no theological explanation about what just happened. He says her name. Resurrection is personal. Salvation is personal. What Jesus accomplished when he walked out of the grave, when he defeated death, he didn't just defeat death in some general sense. He calls us out of our own death by name. He meets Mary right where she is. She's full of grief. She's full of confusion. She's full of despair. And he speaks her name, and in that moment, her entire existence changes. Because when Jesus calls your name, nothing ever stays the same. And I think, I really believe that that's exactly what a lot of us need today. Some of us walked in here. We knew, yeah, this is Easter, we're going to celebrate, this is happy, but we walked in here just like Mary. Still carrying the weight of the ashes. Still standing in the cemetery, we're still staring at what was lost. We're still convinced that the story is over, still expecting to find that it's just broken, it's gone, it's dead. But Jesus is alive. And just like he was standing with Mary, he's standing with us, and he is calling your name. The same voice that called Mary out of her ashes is calling you out of yours. And hear me, if Easter means anything, it means that whatever place in your life you have declared finished, ruined, over, that is exactly the place where Jesus wants to meet you, call your name, and begin something new. That's what resurrection is. Resurrection isn't just life after death. It is life where death once was. It's joy where mourning once sat. It's beauty right out of the ashes. And it's not just Mary's story, it can be yours too. And maybe you've never said yes to Jesus. Maybe you're familiar with the name, but you tiptoed around it, dipped your feet in, but you never really said yes. Or maybe you once believed, and on some level you still do, but over the years, over time, the ashes have just gotten deeper and deeper and deeper until you're just convinced that's all that's left. That's the end of the story. Well, again, you're not here by accident. Today is the day that Jesus is standing here with us, and just as he did with Mary, he's calling your name and he's inviting you to give him your ashes, your sin, your sorrow, your brokenness. But he doesn't have any intention of leaving you empty-handed. I say this often, God doesn't call us to lay down something that he doesn't intend to replace with something better. Because he takes those ashes and he gives us his beauty, his forgiveness, his new life. Would you bow your heads with me? I just want to invite you to reflect for a moment. What is it you walked in here this morning carrying? What are the ashes that you are carrying that you know you just cannot hold on to anymore? What needs to be resurrected in your life? I really believe Jesus is calling your name today. And he's waiting to give you beauty for your ashes. He's waiting to give you rejoicing instead of mourning, praise instead of despair. In fact, he's the only one that can do that. So if you're ready to say yes to Jesus this morning, maybe for the first time, maybe again, maybe you just want to reaffirm the yes that you've said to Jesus over and over again, I invite you to just pray this prayer with me. You can pray quietly in your heart, pray it out loud. Jesus, I hear you calling my name. I give you my ashes. I give you my brokenness. I give you my sin. I believe you died for me. I believe you rose again. And I ask you to give me new life today. Forgive me. Heal me. Make me whole. I choose to follow you from this day forward. Thank you for beauty instead of ashes. Thank you for resurrection life. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. Well, in just a moment, as you can see these coming in, we're going to sing a song. And we're going to mark this resurrection day with a simple response. We're going to exchange our ashes for the beauty that's represented by these flowers. I know they're simple, not fancy, styrofoam cup in dirt. But don't miss the meaning of these flowers. This is a living symbol of resurrection. It's a sign of what God is doing, not just out there in the world, but what he's doing in you and me. Where there was once only dirt and dust, where there were once only ashes, something beautiful is growing. The soil in these cups is just ordinary dirt. It's nothing special. But isn't that just like God? To take the ordinary, to take the mess, or what could be the mess, and bring new life out of it. You realize this simple dirt, that is exactly what the flower needs to take root and grow. And so I invite you, as we sing here in just a moment, I want to invite the worship team up to come and with open hands receive this flower. A living, growing reminder that resurrection is happening, that hope is alive, that beauty is being born even now. And if you've been on this journey with us, this is your chance to exchange your ashes for beauty. And so if you brought your ashes, you can put them in this basket that's right up front here, and they're gone. You've stepped in to new life. If you're just joining this journey and you prayed that prayer, you don't even have to worry about it. You've given God your ashes right now. And so I invite you to take one of these as well. Take it home with you. Put it somewhere you'll see it. Care for it. Water it. Watch it grow. And every time you see it, remember, this is what God does. Jesus is alive, and because he's alive, beauty is rising from the ashes. Because he's alive, your story isn't over. Because he's alive, new life is taking root even in you. So when you're ready during this next song, I invite you to come forward. No rush, no pressure. Just come when your heart is ready. Let this be your moment of exchange. Ashes for beauty, death for life, Friday's sorrow for Sunday's joy, because that's what Jesus does. And today, he's doing it in us. Amen? Would you stand and sing with us?